When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi everyone, welcome to the American Arts and Culture Review podcast. My name is Clay Tatum. Hi, Clay. And today, guess what, gang? Last night, me and Anna, who's a guest on the podcast, made a film. And the other day I asked Rod, hey, Rod, will you help me make a horror film? And he said, absolutely, just tell me the time, I'm there. And I'm like, well, that sounds great. And he goes, horror spelled with a W, right? I said no, and he said I'm out.
And then you actually explained to him, no, like horror, like a serial killer movie. And Rod said, okay, who do you want me to kill?
Exactly.
I did not say that.
We also have
and
Anna.
And you didn't even ask me, because I would have said yes.
We also have Anna here, who was offended by Rod not doing this. And also had Wit here.
Oh, and Anna's doing a little bark.
Well, you want to say hi?
Clay, do you remember when we were kids and we would bark?
I remember.
Well, you showed me how to bark.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Uh-huh.
Do you really, or are you just being yes and from your improv teaching?
I'm yes-anding.
Yeah. Well, Clay did 16 years at improv school.
Oh, so has he gone on to teach?
I have a doctorate there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm allowed at any hospital with my UCB doctorate.
Wow.
Well, yeah, so Clay, when we were kids, he would go,
whoa.
That was really, you remember that at all?
Wait, that's a bark? That's
gang, hit heads up. We only have three mics. I don't know what that helped. Yeah. We did it because we love that Chappelle guy. Go off, say
three
something.
Neil Brennan.
Oh, yeah.
Neil Brennan. Doesn't his brother hate you?
He does, Kevin Brennan.
So what's up, Rod?
Oh, that's a bark to you?
Well, it's like...
That's a bark.
No.
I feel like Rod's trying to corner me right now because like what I said up top.
Clay did not get enough sleep, and he's ready to bite your ass.
Did you know,
Clay? I'm sorry that I'm being rude to you.
Yeah.
You should. I'm sorry that I'm ruining your day.
More about my cultural identity. Did you know that in Russia, the sound for bark is guff? So you go guff guff.
No, you don't.
You do.
So if you're acting like a dog, you go guff guff
guff guff.
You don't even go goof goof.
No,
isn't it more like?
I think it's more. Now that I've spent some time here on this continent, I go. I can see how it's a little more. Arf.
I think it's huff,
but guff.
So Rod, you don't think huff sounds anything like a bark?
Well, no, that sounded like a bark. But I think the first time I heard you do the bark noise,
Now he's going after you.
So he's saying I didn't do a good job.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, that hurts. But I also woke up really early. I didn't get enough sleep like Clay and Anna. Yeah. So I guess we're all not very rested, and Rod's perfectly rested as usual. He's rich, and he's making fun of us.
Ever since he's exploited the people who are in need of groceries during a global pandemic.
Did you know this about Rod during COVID?
He exploited people who need groceries.
And he would make by making them tip him more. And
he basically exploited.
Yeah, basically.
Wow.
Apparently.
I really feel like I'm being attacked here.
No, Rod, it's called sticking up for yourself is what we're doing.
We're learning a better communication skills because a lot of us, we've always been afraid to stand up to you.
It's true, and because of my cultural identity, I just didn't know where I stand.
Bark back.
Guff, guff.
And my cultural identity, white veteran. I'm scared too.
Oh my God.
Well... Anyway, yeah, so what'd you go? You know what I did this morning? I ain't done in a long time.
Well,
took somebody to the airport, crack of dawn.
Oh no.
Chris stuck in that.
You still do that?
I just wanted to see what it was all about. I ain't done that in a long time.
Who's the last time that someone did that for you, though?
True.
Never.
Good point.
Can't remember.
And then you're just like dishing people.
It was us. We did it. We took him to the airport.
And you just didn't remember.
Oh, October 2018. Yeah. Uh-huh. I remember that time.
Yeah.
What were you going to say, Clay?
I don't know if I can remember.
I would do it.
Thanks, Anna.
Yeah, no problem.
Well, see, I just sort of realized that, like, it costs what, 30 to 60 bucks to take a lift there?
It's $100 now.
Oh. Sometimes, yeah.
What the hell?
Sometimes it's $30 and sometimes it's $60.
No, it's always $100 now.
Back in my day, I'd call a cab.
Yeah.
You believe that?
I don't even believe it for a second.
One time I was brave enough, I think I was with Clay. We drove the car to the west side and just parked it over there.
That's
smart. And then took a lift.
Yeah.
That's smart, yeah.
Why?
Explain why that's smart for us, Anna.
I have to explain why that's smart?
I want to know where you guys parked it. Where on the west side?
Westminster was the neighborhood. Yeah. A little neighborhood.
A little local haunt.
Yeah. So something that Anna had something she wanted to pitch or say right before we started this.
Baseball?
No, not a baseball.
Oh.
Close.
What was it?
Okay, so you know how the Joker goes, do you want to know how I got these scars?
Yeah.
Okay, well, what if it's because he ate an extra large slice of pizza on the crust? Cut.
That'd be nice.
Because Gotham is like New York, so he's probably eating pizza. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If you think about it, it's probably a metaphor for New York, Gotham.
Right.
If you really
this
think about
it. Gives me an idea.
What? Yeah.
Remember the lady, you know how I got, you want to know how I got these stains?
Yeah.
Do you know this lady, Anna?
Which lady is this?
It's a lady, she
want to see my squirt?
Do you want to know how I got these stains, or do you want to see my
squirt? No, she goes, you want to know how I got these stains?
Have you seen this video, Anna?
I think I have, but
where she goes, say that, that's from me. That's my squirt. pushed it until it came. Okay, so it's like, the video is an old, like, this is right when webcams came out.
Yes.
And she's in her bedroom, and she's so excited that she squirted for the first time.
Yeah.
And she goes, you want to see my stains? Or, want to know how I got them stains?
Yeah.
And then she shows you, like, a pillow.
Well, what if she shows you a pizza?
That's what I was thinking. So that was going to be my twist.
You guys are on the same page all the time.
But it's because we shot a short.
And
because
you're both sleepy.
Well, we're both a little sleepy, but we go, oh, it's being pizza.
Yeah.
He's crazy. I got these stains. You want to know how I got these stains?
She would be a good Joker.
Yeah. That's a great Joker.
Have you seen this woman?
Yeah, you've shown it to me.
Right, and you've never
show
seen
me
this
again?
Woman?
Never.
Just play the video real quick, just so we
I'll
can.
I'll play the audio. You guys keep on with your...
But wait, you don't like that? Because I thought
I
about you
it.
When I was in New York, I ate a really large slice of pizza and it hurt the corners of my mouth. And I go, you know how Gotham kind of basically is like an allegory of New York City, basically.
Al Gore?
Al Gore, yeah. Al Gore.
Ready? Yep. You want to see everything that I did? See, hold on, I'll show you. I mean, I'll show you on a pillow that I used because... These pillows are flat as a doornail, and I don't sleep on them no more. So I use them for this.
What's she waiting for?
Show
you. She's waiting.
It's building tension. Is there running water in this?
That's for me.
I think it's raining.
And that's not pee, that's squirt.
Oh. She's proud of herself, though. That's
nice.
Oh,
well, because it's not pee.
It's squirt.
It's not pee.
That's from me.
That's from me, and it's not pee.
It's squirt.
It's squirt.
Ew, that's from me.
Rod, what do you think?
Can I talk to the microphone? I think that's actually a really great video. I'm happy that you showed it to me. Well, I'll check it out later.
Rod had to stand
Rod
up and he adjusted
out. Rod put out 20 pillows. I can't see him. How many pillows he put on him. Crutch.
He freaked out.
I was like, I don't even know I had that many pillows in my house.
So, Anna, as you can see, Rod's parting his hair from the side.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I'm looking
since
at Anna.
Been here.
She's not red at all with anger.
Well, do you know about
the
haircut?
Oh, I'm mad. I'm mad as hell. I'm just tired. So when I'm tired, I go a little gray.
Do you know about what the problem is with that?
It's not part in the middle.
Exactly. And the haircut was designed for the middle.
It was designed for the middle, yeah.
I mean, I think I do really think it looks good right now, and I like it a lot.
Okay, that's kind of egomaniac weird. Yeah.
Well,
weird.
I look at you and I go, I have a side part, you know?
Barely a side
Barely,
part.
But still.
Yeah.
But what I wish is that it were a biddle part.
What's a biddle part?
I've never heard of that.
A biddle part. It's a big old part. Right down the biddle. I look at you and I go, that's a missed opportunity. And I look at you and I'm mad at myself.
Yeah.
Not to bring my cultural identity into it.
Oh, you're gruff.
Guff, guff.
Sorry.
Guff, guff.
Yes, yes. Guff, guff.
Feels good.
It does feel good. I like the idea of Joker eating pizza. Like, I've never seen Joker eat anything.
That's what I'm saying. He's in New York already, basically, if you think about how Gotham's an allegory.
I'm sorry. Clay's going to love this. Clay's going to love something I just realized.
Okay,
go for it.
Sorry, I touched Anna's scrunchie.
Please. Huge mistake.
Clay, he eats shrimp in The Dark Knight.
He does eat shrimp.
Does he?
Yeah, that's the only food he eats in the whole movie is shrimp.
Wow.
He walks by shrimp. He doesn't even know he's about to eat shrimp, but he walks by shrimp. He goes, oh, I think we have some shrimp.
In the middle of his speech.
Yeah.
He goes, oh, is that shrimp?
Wow.
See, I suddenly became hungry for shrimp.
Is he a banana?
You have a big speech you want to give.
Remember the movie, too? I totally forgot. He goes up to Lady, and he goes, you want to know how I got this shrimp? And she goes, yeah. And he goes, that guy has a whole friggin' plate of them. Let's go get some more.
Oh, so it's actually very, do you want to know how I got the shrimp? Oh, it's from right over there.
Yeah.
Wow, that's really
And
cool.
then they, this is my favorite part of the movie. They go over there, and they go, they got big shrimp, small shrimp,
they got
popcorn
shrimp, jumbo shrimp sandwich.
Yeah.
Wow.
Bubba is over there.
Bubba's the guy
but
that
But it's not Benihana.
The shrimp. Mm-mm. And it is Benihana, too.
Oh, it is too?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, yeah, that takes place. You don't see the guy, but.
Wow. Because
okay. they had to cut it out for time.
Bruce Wayne's really rich, so he would do it at a Benihana. So
Yeah, he's friends with Steve Aoki's dad, who created Benihana.
Do you know about Pete Aoki?
Nope.
Well, there you go.
Tell it to us.
Tell it.
You want me to tell? But Anna is going to tell
Nope.
It. Isn't it? It's like a fake restaurant.
No, it's
isn't
real.
Isn't it? Isn't it just like
It doesn't have a physical a brick and morty.
But it's like if you go on Postmates, there's a bunch of pizza restaurants that
Pizza
operate
Aoki.
Out of
yes.
the same place.
What is it called?
And Pizza Aoki is one of them.
It's a Pizza Aoki.
What
is this name?
Explain it to
it's
me.
It's like a phantom kitchen or something?
Yes. It's one of those places where it doesn't have like a, you can't go dine there, but it has, the address has like.
You're talking about Mr. Beast Burger. And what was the other one?
That's what I'm saying.
Boo.
Oh, there's a place called Tokyo Hot Chicken in Glendale that like operates out of a different restaurant.
Is there a person named Taiga?
Why do people do this?
I don't know.
Because you make money doing that.
And you don't have to. You know how it started?
Hmm.
Some guy who owns a bunch of Buca di Beppo kitchens.
Hmm.
He goes, well, so COVID happened. I can't. No one's coming in. So why don't I rent out this kitchen to a bunch of freaking TikTokers
delivery?
And YouTubers? And we'll have Mr. Beast Burgers.
And so they deliver the food, though?
No,
yeah, it's only delivery.
It's like where, it's where Postmates go to pick it up. But you, a layman, can go.
Oh, okay.
And you know what?
I just called you a lame man.
Yeah, I did.
Well, I'm pissed off.
No.
I'm going to hit her.
Don't.
Hey, I hit her. Whatever. I hit her.
What about my cultural differences? Hey!
Sorry, that's a first for me, but I couldn't. I got mad.
You're right in my noggin?
Yeah, one more.
Come on. Right in my ponytail?
I hit
her. Come on. Don't bop me on my ponytail.
I gotcha.
What's your problem?
My mom will hit your scrunchie while I'm at it.
No, okay, well, that hurts.
Witch, you
that actually hurts.
That.
Why, Rod? You do it every day to strangers you see on the street.
That's
it's like that happened to Anna.
That's true.
I have not hit a stranger on the street.
Well, I think Anna.
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but you got punched on the street by someone.
Yep.
Years ago.
Yep.
And are you even positive if it was Rod who punched you?
There's no way to know.
It was
It could have been.
Ooh, and Rod parted his hair down the middle, too.
Oh.
While this was happening.
He's trying to get over.
Thanks, Rod.
That's nice.
It looks really
Thanks
good.
Thanks for being open to the experience.
Wait, Anna, tell the story about when you got punched on the street. Do you know this story, Clay?
Okay. I broke my collarbone.
Oh,
okay,
boy.
Okay, classic move. Okay. Uh-huh. And I go see a doctor, and it was like, this doctor is like, it's a really, really bad fracture. normally a collarbone fracture is like this. Yours is like this, mm-hmm. where it's really cracked open, mm-hmm. and it could hit an artery, and you can get internal bleeding and die.
Oh, no.
So don't touch the shoulder at all. Oh. Swear to God, you're gonna die. And I got a little sling. I got on the train, and when I got off the train from the doctor, I'm really scared. A woman locked in eyes with me from like a block away, at least diagonal. You know how at the Americana, mm-hmm. we were talking last night while we were shooting our short.
Yeah.
You could cross diagonally.
You could cross any direction.
Love that.
Love that.
Scramble cross.
Scramble cross. Classic. So she scramble crosses with me. She's diagonally across from me. She just like, she's like scanning, and then she stops on me, locks in on me, and beelines directly for me and punches me in the shoulder.
Oh my God.
She just punched me in the shoulder.
And did you look and see if like Rod was anywhere around?
No, I go, at that moment I go, this could be anyone. It could even be Rod. I don't even know. Because it was really, it really caught me off guard.
Did you know me then?
Nope.
But you could have like been, so she said it was a woman, but you could have been like in a store somewhere around there and told her to do it.
Yeah, you could have. That's
you
what
think
I
can command somebody to
do. I go, I don't know Rod, so I don't know what he does and what he doesn't do. I don't know his parameters, you know
right.
what I mean? So.
Do you even remember the first time you met Rod?
I remember the first time I saw Rod, yeah.
Where?
When he punched me. I'm going to remember this face forever.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
When you were a kid in San Diego,
no.
California, teen,
yeah,
would you ever come to LA?
Oh, we yeah, we came once because because my mom wanted to go to John's Armenian Grocers.
What the hell?
We made the drive.
Why?
Because there's this great store. They sell all sorts of crap. Russian, Armenian, all sorts of crap.
Has the same logo as Vons.
Has the same logo as Vons. You go, I think this is Vons, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. And then it's John's. And yes, we came to John's. And then she goes, well, as a treat, we can walk around Hollywood Boulevard. And I got to go to like a rock t-shirt store.
Oh, great.
And then we drove back.
Did you get anything?
No, I looked at some belts.
Spiked belts, yeah. Studded belts.
You didn't get a dead Kennedy's mouse pad?
No.
That you still have to this day?
That's I'm not a DK, no.
Really brown?
No.
Yeah.
But then I go, Los Angeles is really crazy. They have Armenian grocery stores that look like Vons, and they have rock t-shirt shops.
When I was a kid, all I wanted to do was go to a punk store.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a couple as a kid.
Where?
New Orleans.
In San Francisco?
I didn't go and went to one in San Francisco.
No Hollands?
But I did in Nollins. You ever been there? They had one where I bought a Ramones t-shirt, a Dead Kennedy's mouse pad, and a Misfits Fiend Club belt buckle.
Wow. Yeah.
Are you still in the Fiend Club?
Yeah, I think it's still in my possession.
That's cool.
And the Ramones t-shirt's still in my possession.
Clay plugged in his mouse, slapped it on that new Dead Kennedy's mouse pad, and went straight to Photoshop, where he did like a robot
farting on a
with like a farting on a muffin that said don't eat me or something.
You gotta get a translucent background and then you could do a cool little design underneath. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All Clay was doing it.
Yeah.
Damn.
So we have a theory that people from California don't travel to other cities in California when they're kids for fun little adventures.
And Rod's was because his parents were wealthy and he didn't have to because they built him a mansion
they brought
all of
him.
The cool stuff was already there in the complex.
Yeah.
Well, because his dad is famous.
Oh, wow. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Todd Berry
is your dad.
His name rhyme. Cool. Your name's rhyme, Rod. It's your dad.
My dad's name is also Rod. It's not
Todd. You mean Todd.
Oh, Todd.
No. And he spells his name differently.
R-A-W-D?
You had to change it. R-A-W-D.
Like roar, but
no, my dad spells, like ram? My dad spells his name the same as me.
Todd.
T-O-D-D.
But Todd Berry, his last name is, it's different.
You don't have to call him Todd Berry. You can call him dad.
Goes, yeah, you can just go.
Call him father.
Hi, dad.
So anyway, his dad built him a fortress.
A solitude?
Yeah.
Oh.
So Rod didn't have to really
when
travel.
You have a rod, you're going to need some of that because you don't need them around other people.
Yeah, right. That's true. Yeah, that's a really good point.
He's worried.
Yeah.
But what happened? So me and Clay, we have a, this is our theory.
This is
Californians
your theory.
Don't like to go to other places.
Yeah.
When we were kids, we would drive all over the Southeast trying to go do things. But when you were like 17 with your homies, you wouldn't go up to LA to see slam dancing shows or anything?
No, we didn't. Me and my friends didn't. We had everything we wanted in San Diego.
I guess that's everything something that we're not really taking into consideration is that, like,
well, my cultural differences.
And that California, all the cities in California already got all the stuff that you would want.
When you are in San Diego, you have everything you want.
Yeah, I mean, I told you we'd go to Santa Barbara or San Luis Obispo, but
for your other to go to your other houses,
other little activities.
That's just where the activities were. They weren't in my hometown. They're just like a couple hours, an hour away.
Sick little activities.
When I was a kid, I always dreamed of having a pool that was started in my room and then went into the living room and then went outside to where I never had to get out of the pool. Rod had six of those. Tell us about it.
Yeah.
Tell you about my six pools that go from my room to the living room and I never have to get out of the pool. Mm-hmm. You want me to tell you about those?
Yeah.
Yep.
I think that's just... And I had six... Do it. Are they each in different houses? Or?
Don't ask me. You the one had them.
I guess they'd have to each be a different
Let me do a impression of Rod.
Yeah.
For everyone not listening, I'm wearing a hat. Say Clay, you're wearing a hat.
Clay, you're wearing a hat.
Okay, so you're saying to me that I have... Okay, so you want me to say that I have hat on head? Like, so you're saying that I have hat on head? This is what you want, hat on head, my head?
Let me get straight.
Yeah.
What movie did you see?
You're obsessed with movies.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Movie. It's what did my, I see again?
Where it's in my blood. Blood.
Oh, yeah, he's Halloween Kills.
Halloween Kills. All right, we all know and love these movies, Halloween movies.
Absolutely,
I love them. I love Halloween. I love the candy, the pumpkin candies. What do you think of those, Anna?
The pumpkin candy.
The candy corns that look like pumpkin.
No, candy what?
Candy corns, but they look like pumpkins.
Pumpkin candy corns.
Oh, I thought you know what the first thing I thought was the Reese's Pieces or the Reese's.
Oh, I've never had that. Have you had never, that?
I've had the Reese's peanut butter pumpkins. I had one. I had two yesterday.
And
I had
are they
one
good?
At Kyle's house and then one at
Where
from 7-Eleven.
Were they good?
Yeah, dude.
Are they just Reese's Pieces, but they're in the shape of a pumpkin?
It's just a pass.
It's one pass.
It's one pass.
So, oh, it's a Reese's peanut butter cup.
No.
Is it is it pumpkin spice or is it? It's just a normal
Rod, you're
one
obsessed. That's... Why don't you go eat some avocado right. toast in your skinny jeans?
you're such a hipster. look at this fucking hipster.
Oh wow.
What's next, Rod? You gonna go listen to Animal Collective while you twirl your mustache?
Exactly. Exactly, dude.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go do that.
That's
that
crazy.
Like
you're doing such a good impression.
Look at him. He's grabbing his fixie right now.
You can't stop grabbing it. Keeps grabbing.
All right, better hurry up and do the podcast so you can clock into American Apparel.
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you. Okay. What were we saying?
What are these pumpkin?
What year is this?
The Reese's Pests? You're asking me what are the Reese's Pests?
Are these Reese's Pests or are they peanut butter cubes?
Peanut butter cubes.
Oh, so do they taste like peanut butter cubes?
They do taste like peanut butter cubes.
Do you know the origin of peanut butter cubes? We have a friend named Sam, who is a pretty soft-spoken guy, but he's pretty masculine as well. He loves fishing and stuff, but every time he'd go to the ice cream place when we would skate by this ice cream place, he would say, "Yeah, can I get a scoop of? Let me get a scoop of chocolate. Don't get a scoop of vanilla, and let me get one scoop of the peanut butter cubes."
Wow!
And he would do a peanut butter cube.
He was soft spoken.
He would become sweet when he said peanut butter. But it just tastes like peanut butter cups, but it's in the shape of a pumpkin.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's more peanut butter, it's less chocolate.
Oh! Mm.
You get more Reese for your piece.
Reese for peace.
Yes.
Well, so we saw Halloween Kills.
Yeah. Yeah.
What theater was it?
Oh, the Lambles 5.
Mm-hmm. Lambles 5.
Yeah.
We go in hungry as a dog.
Oh, yeah.
All of us.
All of us.
And we,
I haven't eaten in minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I keep telling Clay, well, you got your water pocket, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how's that? Is that not satisfying?
My Ziploc?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to play catch up here.
What's up?
Water pocket?
Clay has a water pocket.
Yeah.
That, it curves his cravings.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Cool.
He keeps a Ziploc filled with water in his pocket at all times. He chews on it a little bit. He opens it slightly and sort of bites into it, and water squirts into his mouth.
Small fish or no small fish?
No small fish.
Okay.
Because, no. Yeah, he would never do that.
He wouldn't do that.
That's something only Rod would do.
Yeah.
I'd eat a small fish.
Oh, you're doing that. Oh,
as a treat?
Yeah, he's
no,
in the
I'm
hat
just,
thing.
No, I'm just, like,
and,
checking.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm confused at what I do.
Yeah. There's a lot to keep track of.
You would keep... Listen, Rod. I don't know why. What's hard to understand?
I have a water pocket, and it has a fish in it.
Mm-hmm.
You have a Ziploc bag of water in your pocket that you carry around to curve your cravings.
Yeah.
And inside of that is a little goldfish, like one that you would get from the fair.
Absolutely.
And you keep it in there, and you feed it every now and again, and that's in your pocket.
Yeah.
Around, but you also drink some of the water that the fish.
And you go, don't go.
He always says he's going to do the Steve-O trick.
And oh,
I
just
show me the Steve-O trick, and he goes maybe later.
So he's just a little friend I take with me everywhere.
So he's still in the hat thing again.
I just don't know what I'm doing anymore. I don't know what's going on in my life.
Rod, admit it or forget it.
Admit it or forget it. That's
I'll
right.
Admit it.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh well, then why do you do it?
Because it's fun for
Where
me
did the movie...
It's fun
no,
for you
she
to
goes,
hurt,
oh, because busting makes
things.
Me feel good.
How did the movie start?
Busting makes me feel... So, that's the whole town in this Halloween town.
Mm-hmm.
This is Halloween town, dude.
Yeah.
I know, dude. They're, also known as freaking Pasadena, brother.
Yeah.
So
they go...
Does it take place in Pasadena?
These take place in North Carolina.
Oh, what? It's filmed
they
in
do?
Pasadena.
Well, no. They take place in Illinois, Haddonfield, Illinois.
Oh.
But they used to shoot the movies in Pasadena.
Okay.
My mom had a young boyfriend in North Carolina once.
A young boyfriend?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's nice. Did you ever go there?
Nope.
Once again, the California thing. They don't like to travel.
Yeah, it's because I go, well, we got all the North California, North Carolina. I have California on my brain, obviously. I go, we have all the North Carolina we could possibly need right here in San Diego.
Yep.
Right next to travel. I got it right here.
And you say, what, you expect me to put down my burrito and go to North Carolina?
Hey, put down my burrito. I put down my roots, you know, right here in San Diego.
Yep. So these guys in Halloween, they hate this Michael Myers bitch.
Why?
Because he's whacking their friends, man.
Yeah.
Dude, do you know about Michael Myers?
Yeah.
What do you know about him?
He's white.
Yep.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
This white bitch.
This white bitch.
What do you know about him, Anna?
He's a white bitch.
Yeah, well, Rod.
That's what I know.
Going in, what did you know?
He's a murderer.
So Rod doesn't like to speak about race.
Oh, he
race.
Doesn't see color.
He doesn't see
yeah,
race. He doesn't
color.
Really.
One of those.
So, like,
convenient.
Well, no, wait.
Yeah.
They already said that he's a white bitch, and I just don't feel like...
That's the thing to know about him.
Oh, okay.
He's a big
Once
white
again,
bitch.
Rod doesn't
see race.
He's a big
old white bitch.
He's with mental problems. He's a Karen.
It looks like we have a Karen on our case.
Wait.
So what's
Michael Myers is a Karen?
Yeah. Yeah, he's a big white bitch with mental problems. He's a Karen. Uh-oh, Karen alert. Karen alert, yeah.
Kill the patriarchy.
That's what I'm saying. Slay.
Yes.
Thanks. So... Michael Myers is the patriarchy. He's running around Haddonfield. He's trying to kill Jamie Lee Curtis. Mm. He hates her. I like her. I think she's great.
I think she's cool.
Jamie Lee's are they great. Not, she's a great actress. I love her.
Are they not related in this movie anymore?
No.
Okay.
That's retconned.
Okay.
And meanwhile, Rod's on his Twitch having RodCon.
Yeah.
Well, RodCon wasn't on Twitch. We did it in downtown. It was a different thing. It wasn't...
Well, thanks for correcting me.
Yeah. I mean, wait. I bet you feel like a fucking fool right now, don't
you? I got my tail between my legs. Now I'm embarrassed. And I had a show tonight, and now I don't want to do it anymore. Because Rod made fun of me, and now I don't think I'm funny anymore.
Wait, you should do your show.
Why?
Because you're funny. And
what's funny about
me? You're going to have a great time. You sing your funny songs. You have fun up there.
Oh, my funny little songs.
Yeah.
I heard that.
Anna, you could feel that that was not
I could
nice.
Feel that that hurt.
It's not from a kind Absolutely. Place.
That's not from a kind place. You could tell. You could tell it came from malice.
Yeah.
And
finger, it's like saying this.
Pointing.
Hey, wait, I saw your stand-up show. Yeah, you had really funny little jokes.
Funny little jokes.
Oh, you're still doing those little jokes?
Yeah. Jokes. That really hurt. When you said that, that hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. All your money has really gone to your head.
Exactly.
And your full-time job.
I haven't been here in a while, but I can tell the difference. Yeah.
I don't work full. I only work 25 hours a week.
He doesn't even have to work full-time anymore.
Oh, my God. That's sad, dude. Oh, the less hours he's working, the less people he's exploiting for their need for groceries.
So, Rod, you're kind of like Michael Myers in this movie, in the way that you go to a town.
Wait. Are you calling me a white bitch?
No, I'm just saying that.
No one said anything.
No one said that.
How is Rod kind of like Michael
Myers? I didn't say
that. He shows up in a place in a car.
Yeah.
And gets out.
Famous car.
Yeah.
He has a car.
He has a
yes,
car
that he drives around.
Yes.
No.
Yes, he does.
Rod, you don't know about his car that he steals from some nurse?
Remember this part of the movie? I think, oh, wait, is that Michael Myers? And you hear, ping, ping.
He kind of does do that.
Yeah.
A woman yells, goes, speed kills, and then he slams on the brakes and looks at her.
Ping, ping.
He goes, ping, ping.
Oh, right, because he has a little clown honk.
So this fucking white bitch is driving around in his car.
Yeah.
So this bitch is driving around in his car. He's already, it picks up right where he, after.
He's already white.
He's a white bitch
yeah.
wearing some extra white shit, and he bounces all around and kills all these people.
Yeah.
And then this movie, he's still continuing on Halloween night, killing more people. Mm. And these people in the town hate this.
Yeah, my town, they would hate to be killed. They'd be so mad at it.
Well, meanwhile, my mom's there with her young boyfriend.
Yeah, your mom probably is there.
Yeah.
In the background.
That's what I'm saying.
What would your mom think if she saw this happening?
She goes, oh, I'm going back inside. There's no amount of money you could pay me to stay outside right now.
What if she just saw the movie being filmed?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, both.
Absolutely no. not. I'm going back inside.
I don't want to.
Well, good thing the boyfriend's young.
The boyfriend's young, and
he's
how
young
are we talking? 30?
I can't say it on file.
Oh, okay. Illegal.
It's levels. Illegal.
Fraud
it's
level.
It's illegal for me to say.
Oh, no.
That's good acting.
Yeah, it's really good
That's really good. What's going on with you? You became rich, and now you act?
I've been practicing my acting.
I really haven't been here in a while. Wow.
Wait, what did you do for Halloween?
For Halloween, the night of Halloween?
Yes, you fucking simple bitch.
I watched
What's the guy?
Movie Drag Me to Hell with Mitra and Patty.
Oh,
or Pamela Anderson and Carmen Electra.
Yeah.
You went to Rod's apartment against your will?
Oh, yeah. That's what I did.
Oh. Mm. Wait, what's Drag Me to Hell?
It's about going to Rod's apartment.
It's my will.
Wow.
So this is a re-release, or you went to someone's house?
No, I just watched it at my house.
Mm. Oh, so it was a re-release.
Yeah.
Mm. It was a re-release at your house.
Yeah.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you have people come over to your house with candy, wanting candy?
No, they don't do that in Highland Park. Do they do that here?
Oh, my God.
They don't
God.
Do it to my apartment, but I heard them scamping around.
Oh.
Because they do it in my neighborhood. They just, my apartment's so far back.
That's far back. Okay. Yeah. I said this yesterday, so I'm sorry, because when we were shooting a film,
hey,
I didn't let you know.
It. I mean,
I was walking back to my house. I live in back house. Mm-hmm. The front house is occupied by our landlord, Irene, who's a militantly shaped woman in mm-hmm. her late 70s.
Okay.
And she
I can kind of relate to that. I'm a military-shaped man.
You're kind of a... Where you look like
shaped
a little...
your life.
Big can of beans.
Yeah, yeah.
You're looking
big can of beans kind of build.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? And she was wearing, she's sitting in the front steps, and she's occupying the entirety. She's really, she's manspreading on the steps. Mm-hmm. Rod, you'll love this. She's just taking up all the space.
You gotta respect it.
You gotta respect that.
Rod added another pillow to his lap.
That's a lot. What's the count?
It's 13.
13.
Don't count my pillows.
So she's occupying, you know, not Wall Street, but just the steps.
Right.
So, I mean, you can, okay, you can imagine where I'm coming from.
Yeah.
And she's wearing a surgical mask, but then like a Eyes Wide Shut style mask.
Oh.
And she's wearing a little like a head covering. And she looks mortifying, but I just didn't know it was her. And she forgot she was wearing it, so she didn't explain herself. So I just thought there was like a demon on my front steps.
Oh.
And I was trying to walk around her, and she said, "No one's even coming." And so I guess it was a sad night.
No one's even
coming. Now, I don't think that was a great story.
No, it's a good story.
I am tired, but.
Really good story.
What the fuck was that?
Oh my God.
It's the cat.
Oh, it's the cat.
That was a really good story. No one's even coming.
So?
Wonderful tag.
No one's even coming.
Wonderful tag.
Thank you.
wonderful tag. But Michael Myers, he's killing everybody.
Yeah.
And did we all dress up for Halloween?
They run around in the hospital, too. Did I dress up? Yeah, I did. I went to a Halloween party on Saturday.
The little toll on
Friday. Oh, yeah, you texted me and said, don't come.
Yeah, Anna really pissed me off.
Yeah. You said here's where I'll be specifically so that you don't go.
Anna said she's sitting on her ass. She's not leaving.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went to a Halloween party and dressed as Joker. Hmm. What about you guys?
I did Mailman.
Yeah. Classic. These are both costumes we've been before.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of had a new spin on your Mailman.
Well, Whitney actually bought me a uniform right before COVID for my birthday. So cool. I can walk around pretending to be a mailman. And so
you're stealing Valor?
Uh-huh. That's the only thing I stole Valor for.
That's nice.
Is the mail.
Like that.
He does. I have three mailman costumes at my house. Or just uniforms for the Postal Service.
He was a big fan of the band. And Rod, what did you go as?
I didn't do anything. I didn't have a costume.
Oh, I think it's probably against his...
Really? He's not allowed to wear a mask with the
we need to know where you are at all time. You can't hide your face when you're out in public. Everyone needs to know who they're looking at.
In a way, when Rod doesn't wear a mask, that's his Halloween costume.
Oh, wow.
I wear a mask.
Yeah.
It's called freaking Instagram.
Exactly.
Excuse me?
I wear a mask. It's called Instagram.
And what does that mean?
It's online presence.
It's my online presence is a mask because the real me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, not. That's smart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what were you, Anna?
I sat on my ass.
You didn't even. I'd take you as a person who'd wear a costume.
I didn't just sat on my ass.
I mean, I would take you as a person that would put on a costume just to watch a movie at your house, just to celebrate the time.
I do that the rest of the year. This is my one night off.
What's your costume?
The rest of the time?
Yeah.
Joker, absolute nutter. just you know, balls to the wall, you know, jester and
jester and a Joker,
a little bit of a jumping bean, really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, what's that costume look like?
Oh, it's a big old bean.
That's jump. You have to keep jumping.
Yeah, I got to keep jumping. All the walls of my house are fucked up.
I think this year I'm gonna go as Pinto Bean.
Yeah, Pinto. Oh.
Well, that's nice.
Pinto's nice. Kidney's nice.
Cannellini. Did you watch a spooky movie?
I got to be honest with you, I didn't.
Why?
I actually watched a very early Anthony Bourdain episode where he goes to see Gordon Ramsay because I couldn't believe that was real.
Anna and his girls.
Did they get along?
Excuse me?
Anna and her girls are obsessed with Anthony Bourdain.
Of course, we love the Bourdains.
You love that guy.
My boyfriend says that he's my hall pass. He goes, no worries. If Bourdain ever approaches you, go for it.
You know what his last tweet was?
No.
Is about how he didn't like Baby Driver.
Hell yeah.
Well, we really lost a king, didn't we?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, let's read it. Anthony Bourdain, Baby Driver.
That's great.
I'm so excited to see Last Night in Soho, or whatever the fuck it's called. Was it called, Rod?
No, you got it.
Oh, Last Night in Soho.
Last Night in Soho, yeah. That's the name. Yeah, he said he wrote "fuck Baby Driver."
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Fucking go that's off, what I'm saying. Dude. Yes, dude.
Do you think that that's why? Wrong. Not to be a little Jeffrey McCobb, but do you think that that's why?
Why he Jeffrey. Probably saw that movie?
Jeffrey.
I don't know, man. I thought it's hard for me to even critique that movie just because
so good.
I'm just not a fan of that boy who's in it.
I don't
He's
like
just
the boy
kind of a boring boy.
I don't like the boy, and I don't like the man.
What about Roadrunner? You see that?
No.
It's pretty good.
Perfect.
Wait, Roadrunner?
Yes, the Anthony Bourdain documentary.
I thought you meant the cartoon who's always dropping anvils on the coyote.
That's not what the Roadrunner does.
No.
He doesn't?
No, the coyote...
He is in the documentary.
He catches a plan, and then it kind of falls apart.
There's a thing of...
I didn't know you were a nerd historian.
There's a thing in the documentary about... Anthony Bourdain moving from the Food Network or Travel Channel, one of those, to CNN to do a new show. And during that like crossover phase, a coyote was trying to hit the Roadrunner with an anvil, and it backfired in a really bad way.
Oh.
So that's something about the documentary that I think you would really enjoy.
I love that stuff.
That's great.
Now, have any of us ever seen an anvil
yes.
in real life?
Mm-hmm.
Where?
I have no idea, but I have a clear memory of seeing one. So I know this sounds like a lie, but it's just you have to take me on.
But folks, it's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I think in elementary school at a California mission, they were giving us the whole thing, and they were doing like an anvil thing.
That's
banging
nice.
On the, oh yeah, no, yeah. So I went to a place the other day, and they had anvil things going on, and so they
like
had a
blacksmith.
They had an anvil thing.
Got that, your bear suit.
Rod, you ever since I so what for the listeners, we only have three mics, so I'm sort of doing every time Rod talks, it's like interview style where I hold the mic to his face. So the reason he might be a little off is because he doesn't get to hold his own mic.
That's true. I do feel a little bit off.
And every time he talks, I accidentally sort of hit him with the microphone.
Yes, that's actually
100%. As long as you're not hitting me anymore.
Oh,
come on!
That was Rod hit.
Oh my god!
That was for Rod.
That was a really big like swing, god. And I think you did hit.
What, Bob?
Okay, sorry. This is just for Rod.
Ow. Hey, my ponytail's so long that it got me.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Oh my god!
Anna doesn't even notice, guys. This at the beginning of a podcast, I moved Anna's mask from right here to there, and she has no idea.
Well, I'm basically a friggin' fool because I had no idea that you moved my mask.
You know what I learned yesterday?
What?
Remember when I shot a short film at Anna's house?
Yeah.
Before the pandemic?
I might have.
Anna and Kyle said they had COVID-like symptoms.
We think we got COVID when we shot his short.
Yeah.
Because if you remember, okay, you probably remember Quiet on Set. You remember somebody saying Quiet on Set.
At that one?
Yeah. Clay just kept saying Quiet on Set.
Oh, yeah.
And then Kyle kept sneezing. She was sick. Do you remember Kyle being sick?
And she left kind of early?
No, I think we all stayed till 5.
I just remember being there early. Like, this is, what?
Well, she was really sick, and then I got sick because of that. And then the way I got sick was like worse than any cold ever during or after.
Mm.
And I think in retrospect, it was COVID.
Rod gave you COVID. Weird.
Yeah, I think that at the beginning,
I didn't have
pre-quarantine, Rod gave us COVID.
I did
and
not.
And that is actually what made it pop off, if you will.
To get COVID that early, it just seems really unsafe. Rod
seems really unsafe.
No, I didn't have COVID.
Really rude of Rod.
The idea that I give people COVID is because I had COVID, but I didn't have COVID until December.
But you had the bag filled with COVID before that.
No, I didn't.
There's no way to prove it. I mean, you had your water bag filled with COVID. I think old fish. Yeah. You had your COVID bag. Maybe you got them mixed up.
Oh, you got them mixed up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
Isn't that wild, though? Isn't that
crazy?
What? That you gave them COVID with
you? I had a super spreader event.
He had a super spreader.
Wait, when did we shoot that?
In late like February.
In my mind, I know that we shot that from like 5 p.m. to 5 a.m. In my mind, I was on set for 10 minutes. I don't have any memory of what I did.
Phil, you got COVID too, dude. Oh, wait, yeah. Dude, maybe you had COVID and you're the one that gave it to everyone.
Well, I for sure. I had every symptom of COVID.
Wait. Can I?
Oh, really?
Wait. Stop.
What's up? Pre.
Yeah.
When did you go? You said you went somewhere and you had COVID-like symptoms. When was that?
That was in January.
Okay, so Annie, get this. My man's in January. He's getting COVID, and he's given to everyone. Well, that's a whole month away, though.
No, yeah, and then also, I'm pretty sure we shot that after the Golden One premiere.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So I was fully back in action.
Yeah, but maybe it was like, maybe the COVID was like, let him have his moment. He could do the Golden One premiere, and then I'll kind of come back. I'll circle back.
When was the premiere?
The 20th or something like that? February?
Feb.
Yeah.
I have no memory of time. Rod, when did you get it?
I got it like at the beginning of December last year.
Thanksgiving, didn't you?
But when did you get the bag of COVID?
I never got, I don't have a bag of COVID.
And also, you've gotten it again recently.
Yeah.
But the jury's still out, right?
I hope I got it.
Yeah.
Because that makes me feel, for some protected. Reason, safer. I don't know if that's.
No, you are safer if you've gotten it. Yeah.
My doctor says it is. Part of me is like,
Yeah. And you don't really believe doctors. How far into the movie are we?
Oh, we're done. The movie's been over.
Mm-hmm.
My guy gets out. The whole town is pissed off at him.
Who directed it?
David Gordon Green.
Is he related to David Warren Brown?
Yeah. They're brothers.
It's pretty cool. You go All the Real Girls, and then you go, Halloween Kill. I mean, same movie.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I
don't even need a second to think about it. Yet.
Listen, this white bitch, and he's coming back. You know he's coming back. Kids love Michael Myers.
Yeah.
Do you see the TikToks of the kids who like hug Michael Myers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's sweet.
It's a dodo video.
It is basically a dodo video.
This white bitch and this child became friends.
Well, they get. Have you seen these, Rod?
Of kids loving
Michael Myers. Wait, Mike Myers. You have your things you can't look at on the internet.
No, I haven't seen any kids hugging Michael Myers. I don't know what that is.
So there's all these TikToks where like kids dress as Michael Myers because they love him and they go scare other kids at the playground. And there's one really good one where the mom gets somebody to dress as Michael Myers for a little daughter birthday. And he like is hiding in the Michael Myers creepy way. And you think the girl's going to be afraid and she just runs up to him and hugs him because she loves Michael Myers.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I fucking loved that guy.
Hmm.
He scared the shit out of me, but I loved looking at him and stuff.
And if you saw him, you'd give him a big hug.
No, I would have been scared. What about you, Clay?
I would have been frightened.
Rod?
I think I probably would have been pretty scared of him.
Anna?
Scared, but curious.
What scared you the most in movies as a kid?
Okay, stop touching my scrunchie.
Okay, sorry.
Go on. Well, we had, not to bring up my cultural differences, but we had different movies in Russia.
Oh, you had the Babadook.
Yeah, we had the Babadook.
And you had the Baba Yaga.
And the Baba Yaga, yeah.
That is Russian for
Boogeyman. That is actually Russian, yeah, Baba Yaga. But not Baba Yoga. Get that Los Angeles mindset out of here.
Baba Yaga.
Baba Yaga.
Yeah.
Baba Yoga. So,
I love Baba
Yoga. I love Baba Yoga, yeah.
Bobby's yogurt, so good.
Yeah, Bobby's yogurt.
And that's what they had in Russia?
Yeah. By the bucket.
Interesting.
Vegan. You walk in, it's vegan. Put hand in, scoop.
You can put vegan. It on your face.
Yep.
That's nice.
We had two channels on TV. And so you, as a kid, you had to watch. They would show a little cartoon. And it'd be really sad. So, like, we had a Little Mermaid, but in the end, she dies.
What the fuck?
She turns into sea foam and she dies.
What the fucking
and
hell?
And that, yeah, dude, that's what I'm saying. You watch that, you're so sad. And then, because you're so sad, you can't go to sleep. They play a little cartoon. They go, okay, good night. And then they play a made-for-TV movie about the Holocaust.
What the fuck?
Yeah. So that was every night.
It's similar to how I grew up in Alabama. We had a little over more than two channels. We had MTV, MTV2, Spike TV, IFC Channel, Comedy Central, Nickelodeon, Cartoon Network. We had Lifetime. We had CNN, MSNBC, Fox News.
And yeah, so Clay Fox would go Sports. To CNN, and that would make him sad, and so he would switch over to
All Things Rock.
All Things Rock
on MTV2.
He'd watch the Living End music video, and about
also eventually got an MTVU. You know,
for colleges.
Yeah.
Oh, for the colleges. Yeah, that's nice.
I'm not done. We also had ESPN, ESPN2.
Spike?
I think that's about it. We had Irish. That's why.
So when you moved to the States, America.
Okay.
Or no, Canada. Mm-hmm. Was that, when was the first time you got the good TV? The good channels you could rent the VHS tapes? Or the DVDs, I guess, because you were, what, 13 or something when you moved here?
I was 12, yeah.
Years old?
Yeah. Sorry, years old.
And did you have a VHS player?
Oh, yeah.
And would you rent scary movies?
No.
Why?
Too scared.
Are you still pretty scared of movies?
I'm pretty scared of movies, yeah. I actually was not a big scary movie head, and then I watched The Ring, and that made me so scared that I couldn't go to sleep, so I had to sleep with the lights on.
Because you were afraid of that girl coming to bite you?
Because my hair was really long, so I go, oh, but that's just me.
Oh, you thought you saw yourself in her?
Yeah, I go, oh, no.
Everyone's scariest moments, and we can probably end on this. Mine was... I think I forgot the movie called The Witches, Three Witches, something like that, and where kids turn into rats and smoke comes out of their mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
fucking
witches.
Frightened
witches.
Me.
That shit.
Frightened the hell out of me.
I love that.
Really?
I hated it. It made me, gave me nightmares.
Yeah, for sure scared the fuck out of me, but also I was like fascinated by the body.
You're fascinated by the macabre.
I sometimes hold the mic up to me and I don't know if you want me to talk.
No, or... say your scariest thing that you've
I'm just
had.
Being polite.
Ron, what's the scariest?
I don't know what the scariest thing in a... I didn't really...
Ron, you seem pretty...
Penny's laying on my bare leg.
Yeah, he needs a little... Watch this.
I'm very scared now because Whit just...
Are you okay?
Whit's arm just pops out of nowhere. The microphone is scaring me.
Oh, Lenny's busy.
Lenny's licking his foot.
Yeah.
Oh, he tucked it in.
Rod seems like he's twisted. He nothing scares him.
I'm scared right now.
Dude, I'll tell you. Me and Clay. Look at Lenny.
Wait for him. Your leg is Cheers.
Yeah.
He's hanging out at Cheers. He shows a load about his work.
I've never had Lenny lay on my bare leg.
I'm gonna take this photo. I mean, this is.
It's really nice.
It's really nice. He's.
Hey, dude! Look at this.
He's really. It's his
Lenny's
Cheers.
Nice and soft.
What were you saying? Wait, we can go on this.
So me and Clay watched Babadook while eating a Domino's pizza. It was a great day.
Oh, my
in the
God.
Middle of the day. Probably like 1 p.m.
It couldn't have been brighter outside.
And that shit scared the fuck out of me.
Yeah.
I mean, we were grown-ups at this point. Mm-hmm. So as a kid, though, I'm not... I know there's a ton of shit that scared me. That scene that Clay mentioned with the mice... people that would freak me out. I'll tell you, I know what it is. The Craft. When
I've never seen it.
When the preppy girl like starts to lose her
that
hair.
Already scares me as a punk.
Huh?
That already scares me as a punk.
Yeah, because she's a prep.
Mm-hmm.
She starts to lose her hair and there's like kind of bloody shit on her head. That shit freaked me the fuck out. Nightmare territory. What about you, Anna?
I'm actually Instagramming Lenny on your leg right now, so.
Okay.
Anything else, Gig?
I'm doing social media upkeep.
Do you have a scary moment in a movie?
The Ring.
Yeah, oh, right.
That's what
I was thinking.
Your face, you're going to turn into that, and then you'd start going around, hopping out of TVs and biting.
I mean, there's nothing.
Yeah, and I was like, I just don't want to travel right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's nothing scarier than a ring. Because after you get that ring, you start getting hit over the head with a dull roller.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
Husband tamer.
Mm-hmm. Husband tamer, yeah.
Or a frying pan. That's why we got no frying pans in my house.
Whoa. Exactly. Only thing that gets them to stop is you take a little mouse out of your pocket, and then she hops up on a bar stool. And
she says, eek.
Eek. All right. Bye, gang.
What?
That's it?
Well, Anna, what if you got something to promote?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't have anything to promote.
Okay, bye, gang.
Okay.